Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good week, bad week, though. Friday, it's clearly a bad week for the Vatican, thanks to your newspaper there, Louise, allegations that the now Pope knew about child sexual abuse claims back when he was a cardinal in Germany. Good week for President Obama, that's clear, passed major healthcare reform legislation, rescuing the presidency. But our friends at The Week magazine dig down and found some more contenders for who had a good week and who didn't. Good week, bad week. First up, it was a good week for setting records. David Slick, a juggler from Texas, attempted to break 20 world records.
Everything from flipping and catching CDs with the back of your hand to buttering bread, holding playing cards, popping balloons. It was all over the place and so much fun.
He exceeded in half of his attempts, including breaking the world record for cracking the most eggs with his forehead. Dave.
It was fun, messy, and even bloody. I had some cuts all over my nose and forehead from those eggshells. Man. But it was great. I managed to get 138 eggs crushed with my forehead in 60 seconds.
Sound like a good week to you, Louise?
I think that guy needs to get a life.
Yeah. Or at least scramble his forehead. Before this week, Slick already held two Guinness World Records. He'll soon go for another world record. Here it is.
Balancing the tallest object on my chin. It's over 50 feet.
All right, good week for David Slick, but a bad week for rowers. Listen.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Poor Phil Pring and Ben Cummings, two British contestants in the Atlantic rowing race, after 76 days and 2,500 miles, the men ran aground on a coral reef with less than a mile to go and were disqualified. Louise, you any tears there?
That's really painful. That's really painful. I feel for them. That's definitely
All right.
a bad week.
Good week, bad week. Courtesy of The Week magazine. See it on newsstands.